It's 12 o'clock. You're in tune to KZSU Stanford. It's the 4th of July, the year 2011. And this is going to be a very special edition of the Lunch Special.
Laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl, and you, my brown-eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday? So slow, gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Lunch Special, heard every Monday afternoon at noon for an hour, normally with a guest, usually a professor or Stanford luminary, but today they're all busy. They're out having barbecues and all kinds of stuff, so I thought I'd take a minute to, this show is about the music always, and so I thought I'd take a minute and we'd look back on the life and times of a very unsung American musical hero, Burt Burns. Now, you might probably not have heard of him, although in the year 2000, Universal Records, produced by Doug Morris, put out a CD on Burt Burns, just 10 tracks, powerful, and exploring his legacy, which hadn't been done before. Burt Burns was responsible for some of the most enduring classics of 60s pop and soul. Twist and Shout, Under the Boardwalk, Brown Eyed Girl, from Van Morrison right there. Peace of My Heart, Everybody Needs to Love Somebody to Love. The artist Burt Burns fostered cast major shadows across the musical world. Van Morrison, Neil Diamond, Solomon Burke, Benny King, The Drifters, The Isley Brothers, The McCoys. So how come so few people even know the name of Burt Burns? I'm reading from the liner notes from the Universal CD, The Heart and Soul of Burt Burns. How could they know about Bird Burns? He has all but been ignored in the industry he helped create. No induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Barely a mention in the major rock and soul anthologies. Somehow, the man's extraordinary contributions as a songwriter, a producer, and a clear-eyed music visionary have been overlooked. No one has ever bothered to gather up a sampling of the Burt Burns genius and lay it out on a single disc until this disc came out. And I'm talking about the Universal Music Group's release in 2000 of The Heart and Soul of Burt Burns. Let's listen to some now. These are all trip cuts that Burt Burns wrote and produced. Selections today from the Heart and Soul of Burt Burns, along with some Van Morrison, some Otis Redding, and the Drifters. We're taking a look at the life of Burt Burns. And here's a story on Burt. On a breakneck 7-year run beginning in 1960, Burt Burns created some of the most soulful and honest music of his generation. Songs that made you shiver the first time you heard them. Just like Freddie Scott's Are You Lonely For Me, Baby. He created some of the most songs that made you shiver for the first time you heard them, and songs that are just as fresh and moving today. He died of heart failure at age 38. He is truly the lost titan of American music business, an important historic figure the world knows little about. It's long past time that his brilliance was recognized. Bert was always something of an enigma, a tough street kid from the Bronx who had studied classical piano, a child of Jewish Russian immigrants who had a natural affinity for American gospel and soul, a brash New Yorker who had learned his moves in the rollicking nightclubs of pre-Castro Cuba, mixing with musicians, mobsters, and other odd characters, then returning home with a bunch of Latin rhythms in his head. Here's Bert, one he produced for Solomon Burke. Everybody needs someone to love. This was a big hit.
I'm so happy to be here tonight. So glad to be in your wonderful city. And I have a little message for you. And I want to tell every woman and every man tonight that's ever needed someone to love. Somebody to love, that's ever had somebody to understand, that's ever had someone that needs your love all the time, someone that's with them when they're up, somebody that's with them when they're down. If you had yourself somebody like this, you better hold on to them, 'cause let me tell you something, sometimes you get what you want, and you lose what you have. And there's a song I sing, and I believe if everybody was to sing this song, you'd save the whole world. Listen to me.
Just to see and to hear. y'all just say, never wore perfume, diamonds or lace. I wanted parties and a big city woman. Now all I want is to see her face, hear her my name and say to me, she'll say,
lands right there. Speaking of Burt Burns, Burt could detect raw talent like a Geiger counter. Hoagie Lands, Garnet Bims, Irma Franklin, Aretha's older sister. He was a magnet for singers like that. There was nothing in music Burt Burns couldn't do. Write, play, sing, arrange, record, hustle or sell. The songs he wrote were like bulging suitcases, jam-packed with emotion, songs that could feel at home on both sides of the racial line. Burt was a great crossover writer because he had both markets inside him. Soul pioneer Solomon Burke said matter-of-factly, he had an inner soul. Here's Burt Burns producing Garnet Mims, the original Cry Baby.
just waiting for you to come walking through that door. And even though you've made a fool of me so many times before, I know that all it takes is just the sight of your face to make me realize that I always love you, darling. And I can see that you've got some more tears to shed. I can see it, baby, because your eyes are getting red. So come on,
yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on.
Welcome to a special celebration of the life and times of Burt Burns. There is a CD out on him now. Came out around 2000, called The Heart and Soul of Burt Burns from Universal. I'm reading from the liner notes. And a real, real heavy shout out to the producer of this, the guy who put this whole package together. It's all done by Doug Morris for Universal. And speaking of Burt Burns, sharply crafted lyrics, lush but clean arrangements, chord progressions just one or two steps above the blues, just up from the blues. Singers who left nothing inside, that was Burt's idea of music. He believed a song, even a finger-snapping song, had to feel like a real person's life, and not just the happy days either. It was okay if the song made you feel sad. Burt wrote under several different names, Burt Burns, Burt Russell, Russell Bird. He worked with various talented collaborators, Phil Medley and Jerry Ragavoy among them. He founded the Bang and Shout labels with Atlantic Records executives Ahmet Erdogan, Neshui Erdogan, and Jerry Wexler. but there was never any mistaking a Burt Burns song. Even a novelty hit like Hang On Sloopy had a hint of the Islands and a Let Loose vocal track. We just heard from Irma Franklin, Aretha's older sister, with her original version, written by Burt Burns, A Piece of My Heart, and made famous later by Janis Joplin. We also heard Garnet Mims in that set with Cry Baby, and Janis covered that one too and had a big hit with it. Here's the Isley Brothers with Burt Burns. You'll Never Leave Him.
Promise me you tell me how our love got its start. But I know your reputation, girl. You're afraid to break his heart. You're still kissing him, honey. And you know, you know, you know that you'll stay right. How can you love me all day long and cry?
Yeah.
You said you'd tell him Friday. All you wanted was more time. But now here it is Sunday, baby, and I'm going out of my mind. You tell me you love me, and I think that I believe it's true. But if
feel like a cry. Don't you feel like crying? Well, here I am, honey. Come on, you cry to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of pepper. Like a crying. Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Oh, nothing can be said in a glass of wine alone. Loneliness, loneliness, such a waste of time. Walk with me. Oh, oh, yeah. And you're waiting for a voice to come in the night. there no one. Don't you feel like I cry?
Cry to me.
Don't you feel like crying?
Cry to me.
Don't you feel like a crack, a crack, a crack, a crack, a crack, a crack, a crying? Don't you feel like a crack, a crack, a crack, a crack, a crack, a crack, a crack? Don't you feel like
this is my story about a white gardenia and a Sunday, a hot Sunday afternoon. Every seat was filled in the arena, every seat but the one I paid for you. Listen, baby. Soon enough, the bull came out charging. You could hear the crowd shout, "Ole!" But the matador couldn't find his white gardenia. Oh, and that was when he knew. The matador was lying on the ground. He could hear the crowd grow quiet. The end was in the air. He was dying on the hot, bright sand, and just by his outstretched hand, I said, a white gardenia lay right there. Here in the gloom,
to
I
me.
Don't want to.
I don't want to. I don't wanna, baby.
Go on without.
Shit, I don't wanna. I don't wanna. I don't wanna. I don't wanna.
Exploring the musical legacy of one Burt Burns. Had a 7-year run, died of a heart attack, died of heart failure in his Manhattan apartment. 1968 left a big hole in the music world because all the songs you've heard up till now were written and produced by Burt. He also had just writing responsibilities sometimes, and sometimes he'd just be producing. We heard from the Drifters with I Don't Want to Go On. We heard from the Isley Brothers, which he wrote and produced, Twist and Shout, which the Beatles had a mega hit with. We heard from the Drifters with I Don't Want to Go On Without You. We heard from Solomon Burke with Cry to Me. And I do believe the Isley Brothers started it all out with You'll Never Leave Him. And the CD I'm playing from today, Universal Records release, Universal Music Group release, The Heart and Soul of Burt Burns. He also wrote tunes that other artists recorded. He might not have produced it, but he did write the lyrics for it. And here's Otis Redding with one of his all-time greats, Look at the Girl. Lyrics by Burt Burns.
Oh, bit.
And burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tire feet was fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk,
yeah.
Boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sound of the carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and French fries they sell. Yes, you can. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby, is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun. With my baby, it's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk,
yeah.
Life and Times of one Burt Burns. Yes, he had a hand in that one too. He made his way to England. Well, he was called there. He stayed in England for about 3 weeks. While he was there, he worked with Van Morrison, Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, and Lulu. And they all got hits out of it too. Van Morrison's first album, at least his first album on Bang, Burt Burns label, Bang Records, Van Morrison, Blowing Your Mind, that's the album, produced and directed by Burt Burns, and Burt contributed the lyrics for at least one of the songs. But let's take a listen now to the collaboration between Burt Burns and Van Morrison, and Burt Burns having written the liner notes for it as well.
know you ain't gonna like it, but I'm stepping right out of your world. But I'm coming to your party, and I won't be able to stay, but I'm gonna kiss you one more time, yeah. Then I'm going away. One more time, no. Then I'm going away. Sing it to me again.
Goodbye, baby.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Baby, goodbye.
Look out, what you see? I see a train coming. A train coming down a long, lonesome track. I tell you, girl, I gotta go on home now.
Love you, baby.
Just a mere smattering of the collaboration between Burt Burns and one Van Morrison. Once again, this last hour, I've celebrated the musical legacy, just some of it. The list is amazing. The liner notes in the CD are incredible. All the artists that he was, they give a list of all the artists either wrote for or produced. And in parting, before I check out of here, Burt Burns is the lost pioneer of the 60s rock and soul. As a songwriter, a producer, and a true music visionary, he created some of the most honest and powerful songs of his generation. Van Morrison, Neil Diamond, Solomon Burke, the Isley Brothers, dozens of legendary artists were shaped by his genius. Then, at age 38, Burt Burns died. At last, with this collection, his extraordinary contribution is finally being recognized. Stand by for the electronic groove with Holtz. I'm out. This has been another edition of the Lunch Special.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts that thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you. And whatever happened to Tuesday, and so slow, gone down the old mine with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high the rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. The other day, my, you have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la.